Appendix C. Infantry organizations. Tank platoons almost never fight alone. Open terrain such as desert, plains, and flat countryside is conducive to the employment of massed armored formations. In such terrain, infantry supports the forward movement of the armored units by providing local security, retaining key terrain, clearing dug-in enemy positions, and enhancing direct fires with organic small arms and AT fires. On the other hand, restricted terrain, such as built-up areas, forests, and jungles, increases the vulnerability of armored units. In close terrain, it is more advantageous for tanks to take a supporting role in the forward movement of the infantry. Armored units provide close-in direct fire support against hard and soft targets that could slow the infantry's advance. Section 1. Infantry platoons and squads. Besides understanding the capabilities and limitations of the tanks, the tank platoon leaders/platoon commanders must appreciate the tactical assets and liabilities of the mounted and dismounted infantry. They must realize that dismounted infantry elements move much more slowly than tanks over certain types of terrain, but that they can use terrain very effectively to gain a positional advantage over the enemy, and that terrain has a direct impact on survivability for the infantryman. For Marine Corps tank/infantry integration considerations, see MCTP 3-10 Bravo, Marine Corps tank employment. Infantry supporting armor vehicles. Infantrymen support vehicular forces by finding and reducing, or marking, AT obstacles. They detect and destroy or suppress enemy AT weapons. Infantrymen may designate targets for armored vehicles and protect them in close terrain. Mobility. Mobility functions the infantry provides to units with vehicles during combat operations include: seize and retain terrain. Clear defiles and restrictive urban terrain ahead of vehicular forces. Firepower. Firepower functions the infantry provides to units with vehicles during combat operations include: actions on the objective, such as clear trenches, knock out bunkers, enter and clear buildings. Employ AT systems, javelin, to destroy armored threats. Protection. Ways the infantry protects units with vehicles during combat operations include: provide local area security over dead space and blind spots that weapon systems on combat vehicles cannot cover. Consolidate and reorganize medevac and detainee operations. Transporting infantry. At times, the platoon leader/platoon commander may be required to transport infantrymen on the tanks. This is done only when contact is not expected. If the platoon is moving as part of a larger force and is tasked to provide security for the move, the lead section or element should not carry infantry. Infantry and armor leaders must observe the following procedures, precautions, and considerations when infantrymen ride on tanks. Infantry squads should thoroughly practice mounting and dismounting procedures and actions on contact. Passengers must always alert the tank commander before mounting or dismounting, and must follow the commands of the tank commander. Infantry platoons should be broken down into squad-sized groups, similar to air assault chocks. Platoon leaders/platoon commanders, platoon sergeants, or squad leaders should position themselves near the tank commander's hatch to talk to the tank commander and relay signals to the unit. Tank crewmen must remember that the vehicle cannot return fire effectively with infantry on board. Whenever possible, infantry should mount and dismount over the left front slope of the vehicle. This ensures that the driver can see them and that they avoid the front of the Koch's machine gun. The infantry must always have 3 points of contact with the vehicle. Infantry must remain behind the vehicle's smoke grenade launchers. This automatically keeps them clear of all weapon systems. If contact is made, wait for the vehicle to stop. At the tank commander's command, dismount immediately. Move at least 5 meters to the sides of the vehicle. Do not move behind or forward of the vehicle. Do not dangle arms or legs, equipment, or anything else off the side of a vehicle. They could get caught in the tracks, causing death, injury, or damage to the equipment or vehicle. Mechanized infantry platoon and squads. Bradley Infantry Platoon and Squad are a versatile force that can fight mounted, dismounted while being supported by the Bradley fighting vehicles, or dismounted and independent of the fighting vehicles. The Bradley fighting vehicle is an extremely powerful and robust weapon system that enables the mechanized infantry to find and destroy the enemy at long ranges, while the dismounted infantrymen, supported by the Bradley fighting vehicle, can destroy the enemy in close combat. Refer to ATP 3-21.8 for more information. The mechanized infantry platoon is equipped with 4 Bradley fighting vehicles and is divided into 2 elements, mounted and dismounted. The platoon can fight as 2 mutually supporting maneuver elements or as 2 distinct maneuver elements, 1 mounted and 1 dismounted. The platoon must prepare to fight in a variety of operational environments. Once the rifle squads have dismounted, the mounted element can provide a base of fire for the rifle squads as they close with and destroy the enemy. Infantry Rifle Platoon and Squads. Infantry rifle platoon and squads are optimized to conduct offensive, defensive, and stability or defense support of civil authorities' tasks. The infantry rifle platoon and squads can deploy worldwide and conduct unified land operations. Refer to ATP 3-21.8 for more information. Infantry units can operate in all terrain and weather conditions. They might be the dominant force because of rapid strategic deployment. In such cases, they can take and gain the initiative early, seize and retain or control terrain, and mass fires to stop the enemy. Infantry units are particularly effective in urban terrain, where they can infiltrate and move rapidly to the rear of enemy positions. The fundamental considerations for employing infantry units result from the missions, types, equipment, capabilities, limitations, and organization of units. Stryker Infantry Platoon and Squads. Stryker Infantry Platoon and Squad's primary mission is to close with and destroy the enemy through fire and maneuver, to destroy or capture the enemy, and to repel the enemy assault by fire, close combat, and counterattack. Refer to ATP 3-21.8 for more information. The platoon must prepare to fight in a variety of operational environments. Once the rifle squads have dismounted, the mounted element can provide a base of fire for the rifle squads as they close with and destroy the enemy. Section 2. Infantry Company Organizations. Mechanized Infantry Company. The mechanized infantry company is organized, equipped, and trained to fight with organic assets or as a task-organized company team. The mechanized infantry company includes a HQ and 3 Bradley fighting vehicle platoons. Refer to ATP 3-90.1 for more information. Infantry Rifle Company. The infantry rifle company is organized with 3 infantry rifle platoons and a weapons squad can deploy rapidly and be sustained by a support structure. The platoon's composition and training uniquely equip it to conduct missions against conventional and hybrid threats in all types of terrain and climate conditions. In addition to the infantry rifle platoon's primary warfighting mission, it performs platoon-level tasks in support of stability and defense support of civil authorities' tasks, semi-independently or as an integral part of a larger force. Refer to ATP 3-21.10 for more information. SBCT Infantry Rifle Company. The Stryker Brigade Combat Team, SBCT Infantry Rifle Company, with 3 infantry platoons each that can be task-organized based upon METTC. Its effectiveness increases through the synergy of combined arms, including infantry, engineers, and other support elements. The SBCT Infantry Rifle Company as a combined arms force can capitalize on the strengths of the company's elements while minimizing their respective limitations. SBCT units can operate in most terrain and weather conditions. They might be the dominant arm in fast-breaking operations because of rapid strategic deployment and mobility capabilities. In such cases, they can take and gain the initiative early, seize and hold ground, and mass fires to stop the enemy. Refer to ATP 3-21.11 for more information.